The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Sparkling water, lemon, osmosis, carbonated.
Are you in trouble? I don't think so. I'm not making you wrong. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your super water man, ambassador for water and all things H2O, coming to you live from the Berkshires. Super excited today. We're going to have a great interview with Andrew DeVries, a world-renowned sculptor. Talking a little bit about his River Walk sculpture trail over by the Westfield River over in Middlefield, and talk about some of his artwork and how it relates to water and flow and all things like that. Super psyched to be with you today. It's going to be a great interview. I really look forward to having him in the studio. He's a quite an amazing man with a laughter, kind of like it reminds you of that movie Amadeus, which was a movie regarding Mozart. Super excited. Gonna have some really cool tunes, some news coming your way, H2O news, some poetry, bringing you the culture of water right here from 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield Community Radio, from the heart of the Berkshires, all around the world, all for water, because Pittsfield is a water leader, helping steer a path towards water and life. Super excited about that. Got some tunes coming your way, so let's see what we got first up. Got a little Migos. Let's see what we got here. Got a little Migos, Pure Water, coming your way. And so it flows.
Y'all know her, right?
Love that on that beat.
Let's go.
No masterpiece. Hey. 10 bad babs and they after me.
Bam.
One bad bad look like a masterpiece. Looking for a dunk like an athlete. Big drip, what you call it?
Big drip.
Ice chain, pure water.
Ice.
You got the cab, but can't afford them.
Cash.
You got the bad, but can't afford them.
Give me the beat, I ride it like a jet ski.
Hey.
So many bad, bad, they harassing me.
Bad.
They like me cause I rap and be with the athletes. Stop asking me, I know they mad at me.
Nah.
Hop in the coupe, then I slide like it's Vaseline. West Coast 6, 4 jump like a trampoline. Take a brick out, put it on the triple beam. I'm not from Canada, but I see a lot of teams. Dismantle her, I know how to handle her. Light the candle up, make you put a banner up. Toss a 50 up, make them tie the club up. Took your bitch out the game, I had to sub up.
No masterpiece.
Hey.
10 bad babs and they after me.
Bam.
One bad bad look like a masterpiece. Looking for a dunk like an athlete. Big drip, what you call it?
Big drip, big drip.
Ice chain, pure water.
Ice.
You got the cab, but can't afford it.
Cash.
You got the bad, but can't afford it.
Pick the name, easy, make her open up and eat it. Stars in the ceiling, in my seats, they Tempur-Pedic. I see them up with watching and they plotting, trying to sneak me. I can't hear the thought, can't trust the thought, they telling secrets. Big back, take, look back, little nigga. Catch them down bad and nigga, cry a whole river. Knock for my back, I'm taking care of the whole village. Somebody got shot, what you talking about, Willis? In the lobby with a brick, a wicked Bobby with your dip. I go Lawrence with the fit, in the Rory with no tent. I'm from the trench, I got the dirty money rent. He was popping, so I popped and pray to God repent.
No masterpiece.
Hey.
10 bad babs and they after me.
Bam.
One bad bad look like a masterpiece. Looking for a dunk like an athlete. Big drip, what you call it?
Big drip.
Ice chain, pure water.
Ice.
You got the cab, but can't afford them.
Cash.
You got the bad, but can't afford them.
Take off.
No limit to the money.
Nah.
I picked the gang up, took a flight across the country.
Across the country.
I took the waitress, told her to keep the ones coming. Hit the store to get some backwoods and left the rape running.
Nope.
Looking like they blind, but we already on it. In the left with Celine, like that bag that she wanted. A lot of teens, busting at them jeans, make you wanna. Take you wanna spend a 50, hit the same with a donut. Whole team full of queens, gotta keep their eyes on me.
Queen.
Snake in the sky, probably wanna slide on me.
Slide.
I bet they ride on them when I put that prize on
them.
Ten bad, bad, okay, them got five of them.
Five.
No masterpiece.
Hey.
10 bad babs and they after me.
Bang.
One bad bad look like a masterpiece. Looking for a dunk like an athlete. Big drip, what you call it?
Big drip.
Ice chain, peeled water.
Ice, ice, ice.
You got the cab, but can't afford them.
Cash.
You got the bad, but can't afford them.
Two step.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Two step.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Two step.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Two step.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Two step.
Oh yeah.
Time for falling right to crime. I say the system got you victim to your own mind. Dreams are hopeless, that's rest is up to me. Yeah.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all. But I think you're moving too fast.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We're here at WTBR FM 89.7 on your FM dial. If you're in the Pittsfield area, you could get it as far away as New York, Canaan. You could get it in Dalton, Lenox, all around the world. If you check out our podcast, you could see us on YouTube Music, you could see, which is an old Google Podcast. You could see us on Amazon, Audible. You could hear us also on Podcast Addict, Podyssey, and dozens of other podcast platforms. Today, I'll be having a great conversation with Andrew DeVries, a world-renowned sculptor, and he's going to be coming to us in just about 15 or 20 minutes, so stay tuned for that. We're going to have a conversation regarding art and flow, and a really cool conversation about his art walk, his river way with sculpture, so he could share a little bit about what that's all about. That's over by the Westfield River in Middlefield, so super excited to hear more about that. But we're going to come to you with a little bit of news. Got some water news coming your way, and then some more, you know, other water culture and opining on H2O. But let's see what we got here. This is from Environmental Health News. This piece is Unsafe Drinking Water in U.S. Prisons Poses Health Risks, a study finds. Nearly half of U.S. prisons may be exposed to harmful forever chemicals in their water supply, raising concerns over health inequities and human rights within the justice system. In short, a study finds that 47% of prison facilities are potentially affected by PFAS pollution, impacting roughly 990,000 people, including juveniles. Researchers stress the vulnerability of incarcerated people to PFAS due to limited exposure mitigation options. The findings underscore environmental justice issues, noting the disproportionate representation of people from marginalized communities within the prison population. If you think of the incarcerated population as a city spread out over this vast archipelago of carceral facilities, aka prisons, it would be the fifth largest city in the country. And why does this matter? Because research indicates that a significant proportion of America's prisons are located in areas likely contaminated with PFAS, exacerbating health risks for incarcerated populations, which are already in worse health overall compared with the general population. We'll have more on this in other shows. You're listening to the only show for H2O, And So It Flows, here on 89.7 WTBR Pittsfield Community Radio. And just to take an aside on this issue, PFAS is not just in prisons, but we're talking about human justice and rights in cities around the country outside of prisons as well. And not only that, you have the OG of PFAS, which is PCBs, that are infesting lots of areas as well, one of which is right here in Pittsfield. And that's one of the reasons we have this show, because we're a leader in moving forward to create a life worth living on this planet. And one of the major ways of doing that is sharing about the culture of water and how we can turn it around, do a 180 by working on the water, living by the water, playing by the water, loving our water, inquiring about water. We know more about our iPhones and Android phones than we do about this wonderful substance that provides us life. And then sometimes it provides us with other things. And maybe one of the ways we could respect it is by working with it and working on it. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We have a really cool poem here. This is by Maria Matea. And this is a little poem for her friend, Watercolor Cat. Watercolor Cat, Watercolor Cat. You are the most wonderful watercolor cat I've could ever dream about. And I wonder, my friend Watercolor Cat, and I admire you, perplexed and mesmerized. Tell me how you know and how you do that. Stand up straight and master this dignified posture like a masterpiece. And these yellow eyes like sunflowers while sitting on a big stone on such a long road. When you're not a red cat or white and not even lost, but just an easy touch of lilacs that comes with the sunrise and leaves on at sunset on the shores of the Volga. My friend Watercolor Cat, when I see you standing up like this with all your pride, sharp ears, and flying tail, you suddenly are the most blue-yellow cat in the sky, like you swallow the sun with your wondering eyes. Why do you wonder, my dear friend Watercolor Cat? Why do you wonder and look like you are waiting for something wonderful to happen? And that's a tribute to Russian painter Elena Verzilova. And again, that poem, a little poem for my friend Watercolor Cat. Thanks again, Maria, for putting that together, Maria Matea. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. And we're going to be playing now Ocean Man by Ween from the Mollusk album.
Man, can you see through the wonder of a man? I now have the pleasure to sing with Mr. Belafonte.
Henry? Oh, Henry?
Yes, Liza.
Did you fetch the water?
Go fetch the water. There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, there's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, a hole.
Well, fix it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Oh, fix it, dear Henry, dear Henry, fix it.
With what shall I fix it, dear Liza, with what shall I fix it, dear Liza, with what?
With a straw, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry, with a straw, dear Henry, dear Henry, with a straw.
But the straw is too long, dear Liza, the straw is too long, dear Liza, too long.
Cut it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Well, cut it, dear Henry, cut it.
With what shall I cut it, dear Liza, with what shall I cut it, dear Liza, with what?
With an axe, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry, with an axe, dear Henry, with an axe.
The axe is too dull, dear Liza, the axe is too dull, dear Liza, too dull.
Sharpen it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Well, sharpen it, dear Henry, hone it.
On what shall I sharpen it, dear Liza, on what shall I hone it, dear Liza, on what?
On a stone, dear Henry, on a stone, dear Henry, on a stone.
But the stone is too dry, dear Liza, the stone is too dry, dear Liza, too dry.
Well, wet it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Well, wet it, dear Henry, wet it.
With what shall I wet it, dear Liza, with what shall I wet it, dear Liza, with what?
Try water, dear Henry, dear Henry. Try water, dear Henry, use water.
In what shall I fetch it, dear Liza, in what shall I fetch it, dear Liza, in what?
In a bucket, dear Henry, dear Henry. In a bucket, dear Henry, in a bucket.
There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, there's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, a hole.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the boardwalk down by the sea, on a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun,
under the boardwalk.
We'll be having some fun,
under the boardwalk.
People walking above,
under the boardwalk.
We'll be making love,
under the boardwalk.
Boardwalk. From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
Having some fun
under the boardwalk.
People walking above
under the boardwalk.
We'll be making love
under the boardwalk. Boardwalk.
On a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
In twilight glow I see blue eyes cry and rain. When we kiss goodbye and part, I knew we'd never. Love is like dying ember, and only memories remain. And through the ages, I'll remember blue eyes crying.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your Super Waterman, ambassador for water, bringing you water consciousness straight from the cultural capital of the world, if not the northeast of the United States, here in the Berkshires, the one and only home of the Housatonic River and the Westfield River and a lot of other tributaries to that. We've got all sorts of lakes like Anoda. We've got Pontusic, we've got We've got a lot of H2O here, and one of the reasons And So It Flows exists is to pay some attention to that which provides us with life. 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. You could find our song playlist on Spotify. Just seek out And So It Flows and become a follower of the All Water song list right there. All the different genres, and we just heard one of them. That was Willie Nelson, and that was Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. Before that, we had Under the Boardwalk with the Drifters. Before that, we had Hole in a Bucket live with Harry Belafonte and Odetta. And before that, we had Ocean Man with Ween. And we started off the show with Pure Water with Migos. And then Waterfalls by TLC from their Crazy Sexy Cool album. So psyched to be with you, bringing you water consciousness. And a little bit of that water consciousness interacts with art and interacts with our next guest, Andrew DeVries of DeVries International Art. And in this case, sculpture. You want to say hi to our water-loving fans around the world?
I sure do. And I want to thank you too, Leslie, for having me on.
Yes.
It's wonderful, this program, and what you're doing to help in educate and bring people together about their knowledge of water and how this precious resource is gives life.
You were here. I was reading that article from Environmental Health News, how prisons are dealing with PFAS.
Yeah.
Cities are dealing with PFAS. PFAS is actually a derivative of PCBs. It's like one of the original forever chemicals that's also fire retardant. It was being made and used here as well as other places in the Hudson Valley and around the country. And as part of the justice, not just in justice for the folks in prison, but justice for the free people as well.
Exactly.
It's justice for the water. And it's justice for being alive on this planet. Yeah. And everybody likes to be alive, from CEOs to, little babies and moms and dads. And everybody likes being alive. And, for the most part, let me not broad brush. Sometimes people are really suffering and don't want to be alive. But at the same time, how can we turn it on a dime? So thanks for being here. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your artwork and your sculpture.
A little bit about myself. Well, I grew up on a dairy farm south of Rochester, New York. And I always am cautious about this, but actually I always knew I was going to be an artist. I was drawing forever since a little kid. I was very unhappy in school, and I actually quit school when I was 15. With the understanding with my father that I would work with him for 5 years and then save my money and go off and be an artist, which is exactly what I did. I thought I was going to be a painter, loaded all my paints and brushes when I was 20, took off, ended up in a ballet studio in Denver because I love dance, and those painters of the Impressionist period are my favorite, including Degas. And for the next 3 years, I drew sculpture, drew dancers, which would become a major part of my sculptures series. And then when 1984, I got a Euro pass and a youth hostel card, and I traveled for 3 months around Europe looking at artwork in different galleries and museums and the piazzas and drawing, and ended up in Paris for a brief period of time at the Paris American Academy. And the money ran out. I didn't finish that term, and it was time to come back. I moved from Denver, which is where I had learned art casting, sculpture, and moved east. And I was fortunate enough to find Middlefield, Massachusetts. The land we live, I call it the Happy Valley. It is a river valley. The back of the property has the middle branch of the Westfield, and on the side of the property is Tuttle Brook. And like we talked before, I can actually drink out of that water.
Yeah, it's great.
It's. I guess it's just something, and you've talked about the flow, which in many ways is what my sculpture is about, that movement. And now, we had a gallery in Lenox for 19 years, and the pandemic hit, and we just closed it. It was time. You know, fortunate for me, the pandemic actually was a very good thing, because it led me to what I'm really have always wanted to do, is create this sculpture trail along the river, our part of it. There's 15 acres. There's about 40 works out there right now. And it's not just about the artwork, as we talked about. I have poetry by different writers, Mary Oliver, of course, Anais Nin, Robert Frost, things that have inspired me, and some things that other people have sent in and thought this would be appropriate. The other thing I'm doing slowly with the property is planting wildflowers to help with the pollinators, birds and bees, which are so important, and much like water, have been struggling against what a lot of humanity has been doing with climate change and pollution. A lot of these things that are happening and have been happening for many decades now, I think are a lot about a lack of education, a lack of really knowing what is basically important to us as human beings. If you were to go to a desert, and you'd understand how precious water is.
Yeah, sure. Especially, you know, the whole idea of, you know, it's one thing to share about water from an area that's incredibly without any water stress, let's say,
yeah.
Hawaii, although Hawaii is now dealing with some water stress.
Yeah, they certainly are.
Because of the way, you know, plantations have been run there for...
Yeah.
However, you know, like, you can actually start to feel your connectedness when you're by the water.
Yeah.
But it's also another thing, to get back to the point of sharing regarding water from areas of stress. Like, if you go to Colorado, they really treasure their water because it's a desert climate.
Yes.
You know, they're dealing with issues of the Colorado River and not having enough water to get to Los Angeles and... Yeah. You know, large amounts of re-educating ourselves the proper use of water and the proper regeneration. Like, if in the world of real estate, are you going to build 50
exactly.
homes when only the aquifer can only support 25? But that's in the technical world, but also just the connectedness that people feel.
Yeah.
Do you invite visitors to your?
Yes, certainly
park?
We do. We still have the gallery. The gallery went into what I call the barn studio. It's about 2,500 square feet where the indoor works are and my pastel work. But we have regular business hours starting, we're seasonal, middle of May to the end of October. Friday, Saturday, Sundays from 11 to 4. There's no need to make an appointment. People can just drive out. We are hard to find.
It is Middlefield.
So when people...
Which kind of means it's in the middle there somewhere.
Yeah. Middlefield was formed by 12 families back in the 1700s, and they took a bit of Huntington, a bit of Worthington, a bit of Peru, a bit of Chester, and they formed this town. And most of the town is up on the hill in the higher elevation. We're on... what's actually East River Road. River Road when you're in Worthington at the corner on 143, but once you pass the line, it's East River Road. And it's not far from here. 30 minutes, 35 minutes.
Do you have like a guest book when people come and or sign when they're after they experience the walk?
Yes, very much. Well, we actually have our contact cards because some people... we do an email newsletter every 2 months. which we hope to have this podcast on. And they comment, but one of the biggest comments, and often they donate, you know, we don't charge anything for this, but anything that people can give to help, because it's just me and Patricia. We really make our living from the sales of the artwork.
Yep.
But the biggest comment all last year was, this is a piece of paradise. Keep doing what you're doing. You know, it's important to share, you know, the beauty of, and there's nothing like a work of art in nature.
Yeah.
You see it at all different times. I mean, I'm fortunate with them. I'm there all the time, so I can see like the frost on the piece, and then the sun hits it, and it starts melting, and it's like it's revealing itself all uh-huh. over again. Different light during different times of the day. I have built benches out of trees that were falling down from the wind 2 years ago. A couple of them are by the water, so they can actually sit and just find that inspiration that you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm familiar with riverways that might have, you know, pathway for bikes or you know, perhaps a walkway or for people to run. And I'm not too familiar with places that have artwork by the river.
There aren't a lot.
There aren't. And you know, one of the things I'm noticing here in Berkshire County is there are a couple of places that are currently looking at revamping access to the waterways.
Yeah.
One of which is Hoosick River up in North Adams.
Right.
Yeah. And they're looking to create some stuff around there. And then also in Lee, yes. They're redeveloping some area with a mill. I think it's called the Eagle Mill.
Eagle Mill, yes.
And they're looking to bring people back to the water so we could live, work, play, and yeah. have water interact with us. As far as, you know, questions I have regarding your sculpture, in the seasons, as the seasons change, and yeah. just let me back up a second. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I'm having a conversation with Andrew DeVries of DeVries International Art, more or less. I'm not sure if that's the exact name. He's a sculptor. He has a path by the middle a section of the Westfield River up in Middlefield with how many pieces? 40 pieces?
There's 40 works out there.
40 works. The actual works, do they gain a patina of some kind when they're out in the elements?
Good technical question, because I can tell you everything about bronze. So a patina is usually applied after the bronze is finished, and that's done usually, most patinas are hot these days, though you can do a cold patina, but you apply it by heating the work up and applying different chemicals.
Does the weather itself, is there like any kind of weathering patina or anything that happens?
Well, it depends on if you want it or not. If you just want to stick a raw bronze out there, it will patina. Patinas are oxidation of the copper that is in bronze.
Okay.
So it will normally change. Now, what most people want is it not to change. So an example is the Pilgrim that was down in Springfield. It had never been taken care of. Well, we can use the one McKinley in Adams. It had never been taken care of. It eventually turned green. It is not the initial patina. And so what happens is that sooner or later people say, well, we have to restore this, bring it back. When it gets that bad, the classic thing to do is to actually sandblast it with crushed walnut shells. That takes away the green, you get back down to the original bronze, and then you repatina it. And if you look at the McKinley up in Adams, you'll see that it is a dark brown. It hasn't been cared for that much in the past, whenever since they had done the restoration, and you can see now that some of the green is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
In order to maintain a patina, which I do out there, I wash them with light sudsy water, rinse them well, dry them off, and then apply a coat of wax. Because after they've been patinaed in the studio, that wax is put on. It creates an atmospheric barrier which keeps the patina stable to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
There are some pieces there, one being the Wave, which does not have, it has a natural patina on it. And by the water, it's turning that greenish.
A Wave by the water.
It's a beautiful piece. You know, and when the water is really rushing, like it has been in the past, because we've had so much rain last summer, you really feel the connection between the piece. The idea, at least for me, is that it's the power of water. You know, and it's abstracted. You see a male figure, and then it turns into a wave.
Great, great. That's really great. My name is Leslie. I'm your Super Waterman ambassador for water. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I'm having a conversation with Andrew DeVries, sculptor and creator of a combination of art and nature on his art walk out by the Westfield River up in Middlefield. And it's super exciting to have these kind of conversations because you never know where it's going to go. You know, one thing I'd like to find out is what different museums have your pieces? Like, and then one other, before we even go into that question regarding water itself, in the studio, when you're casting, when you're pouring, mm-hmm. molten, like, do you use water to like cool it down, or like
No, molten bronze and water do not mix. That's
not
one of the big things that I tell people. I do these open studios 4 times a year, and we do it. Those are ticketed, and they're limited to only 12 people, so they can check the website for that. But a lot of people don't know that bronze naturally has moisture in it. You know, if you start heating up a torch, you'll see it sweat. Well, if you have half a pot of metal and you just haven't preheated the next piece to put in, you just drop it in, it'll go below the surface, and that'll blow the whole metal up into your face.
Not a good idea.
Yeah, I know. It's number one thing not to do.
Don't do that. Don't try that at home.
The studio, the casting studio, is actually by the brook. By, I say, you know, it's a little ways away, but and the furnace I built myself. I learned that in Denver during my training. I basically call it my jet engine that doesn't turn off for an hour. It takes me about an hour to melt about 100 pounds of metal.
Wow.
And then you shut it off, and especially if no one's there. Well, sometimes they are there. I hear the brook. And I have to tell you, it is such a reaffirming sound to, you know, my heart, my soul, my spirit. And a bronze pour doesn't last long. You maybe 10 minutes at most, the metal, because you have to move very quickly because it cools so quickly. You're melting metal at 1875, but you're not pouring it. You pull it about 2100 degrees Fahrenheit. So everything moves very quick. People say, oh, it's almost like you're choreographed. And yes, it is.
You have to be super focused and present
in
your mind. Yeah.
I kind of think of it as a Zen thing.
Yeah, totally. That's it. You know, if you're not present, you're going to have issues and accidents.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, it's very dangerous.
And there is, in the history of bronze casting, which goes back to about 5,000 years, there's a whole tradition of how in the early days, it was family by family, those secrets of how to cast metal, they weren't passed on to other people.
Yeah, the Bronze Age. We're talking about the Bronze Age.
We're talking about the Bronze Age.
Yeah.
Very short period of time until they found iron, and then they made a better weapon.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I'm your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water, having a conversation with Andrew DeVries, world-renowned sculptor, talking about art and water and how that all interacts. So we got about a minute.
Okay.
So how do people find out more about you? Like, what is there to do?
The easiest way is andrew@andrewdevries.com. I've had a website since 1995, which is often longer than a lot of people I meet these days. and the website is fairly complete. If you want to sign up for an open studio, that's there. If you want to sign up for an email newsletter, like I say, it comes out once every 2 months, you can do it there. And you can just come out and visit when our season. You know, we're as long as we're there and people call ahead, even if it's not our hours, you know, we allow people to come out.
That's great. That's great. Thanks again for joining us here at And So It Flows. Super excited to have had this conversation. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water. Look for our podcast anywhere you find your audio podcasts. Just search for And So It Flows, and super psyched. You could also check out our All Water song list on Spotify. Just search out And So It Flows under playlists. And next up, we got a little bit of something that's super important to us right now. This is a little bit of Three Dog Night singing out joy to the world. Oh, snap. We're going to start that over. He was a bullfrog. And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink his wine. And he always had some mighty fine wine. Sing joy to the world. All the boys and girls now. Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me. If I were the king of the world, tell you what I'd do. I'd throw away the cards and the bars and the war. Make sweet love to you. Sing out joy to the world. All the boys and girls. Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy.
Joy to you and me.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O, broadcast right from the center of the Berkshires at 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Pittsfield taking a leadership role in putting together consciousness for H2O, something that we all need, all want, all desire, all love. That's my declaration. And people feel good when they're by the water. Try going to the ocean a little bit. Try loving your water. Go to a waterfall. Check out a lake. Go fishing. Be a firefighter. Take a shower. Take a bath. It's all about the H2O. Cool little quote coming your way. Let's go see what it is. This is from Andrew Palcholik. Barefoot, a surfer's view of the universe. The heart of a surfer's life is the connection between stillness of their board beneath them and the sea that moves about them. This is the one constant in a world that changes minute by minute. Thank you, Andrew. That was pretty cool. Super psyched. And we got another one from Andrew. Most people go through life thinking that they have everything to lose, when in truth, it's just the opposite. Also from a surfer's view of the world. Not exactly a water quote, but it's still a cool quote. Thank you, Andrew, for that. You're listening to And So It Flows, the only show for H2O. Got one other tune coming your way. And it is Creedence Clearwater Revival. Have you seen the rain? I've seen the rain. Have you?
Carbonated, filtered, distilled, see? abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.